Hi there. Welcome to 45 Not Out, a podcast for serious career women who haven't given up on their career. Thank you very much. And are still serious about making a difference. Welcome to the first episode of 2021. It's been a bit of a crap year so far, hasn't it? Just a bit the same as 2020. But at least in 2021, we've got light at the end of the tunnel. And even if it might take the rest of the year to get everybody vaccinated, we've got that chink of light at this stage. So here I am with another episode to try and spread some light and hope into proceedings. And would you believe it's our 12-month anniversary? Yep, the podcast started in January 2020, prior to the pandemic. So I thought, rather than find a guest for the episode, you've got me. Sorry about that. But I just thought I'd explain why I started the podcast and what I've learnt over the 12 months and the benefits of starting the podcast, which have been immense. But I'll get onto that later. So for those of you who don't know me, I'm Una, not Una, Una Cottrell. And I'm the founder and producer of the podcast. And it's a downright pleasure to have you here. And to those who continue to listen in, a massive, massive thanks from me. And if it's your first time, welcome. And thanks for taking the time out to listen. And I hope you like what you hear. So 12 months on and 14 episodes later, who would have thought it? I never really had an... It was never really a burning desire to start a podcast. It came about as a bit of serendipity, if I'm honest. And I suppose really the first foray into that was November 2019 when I attended the Pods Up North conference, which was a major conference bringing podcasters from all over the country and I think internationally, if I'm right. And it was just about what's happening in the world of podcasting. And they had some amazing speakers there. There was even the controller of BBC Sounds there. So I attended that with interest more than anything. Took a ton of notes, something like 17 pages of notes. I typed away while these amazing people were speaking. But again, never really thought, burning desire to start a podcast. But where the burning desire came in, it was to address an issue that I carried with me for the last 6 years. So this burning desire, or rather this burning issue, what was it? Well, it's to do with women in the workplace. And once they turn 45 or over, hit the 50s, they're no less women. Speak to any 50-year-old and they'll tell you that. But you try and get that kind of appreciation unilaterally in the workplace. I'm not saying that everybody gets treated like that and by, you know, sort of every workmate. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that there seems to be a bit of a consensus that when women reach that age, they're not treated the same with the same value that they were in the 20s and 30s. How I experienced it, well, I suppose really have to go back over my career history. I'm a card-carrying, self-employed freelancer, if I'm honest. I've been doing that since on and off since 1995. And I did that after the birth of my first baby, my first daughter. So I had 12 months at home with her and then burning to do something. And I just carried on, really. Or rather started self-employment, very low-key, fitting round her, maybe work 1 or 2 days a week. But did that for 12 years. Excuse me. Moved house soon after I set up in business, came down to Cheshire, had a second daughter along the way. And this very flexible little business I had fitted around their needs. But it got to the stage where, well, as I say, 12 years in, 2007, that I thought, it's fine, but two things. I probably got a bit more time now that the children are older. and I'm risking getting very staid in the marketing that I'm doing. Excuse me, sorry. So what did I do? I went to work for a local market, a very small local marketing agency. And I did, I got the exposure that I wanted to do other things, but sorry about this. That was 2007. And we all know what happened the following year in 2008. It was a credit crunch. And they were a small but fab agency, small team. It was a 360 job role. And I was last in, so first out. So at that stage, I was jobless. And where we were in our family life, we needed a second income. No two ways about it. It didn't have to be major, but enough to that I could run the car and sort of pay for things for the girls and for school things. So I managed to get myself a number of school jobs, which fitted very well around the family, and did those for a number of years. But again, as the girls got older, I got more time, and I got to realising that my heart wasn't in what I was doing, these small part-time jobs. And I certainly didn't want to do them for the rest of my working life. So I thought, let's go back self-employed. And it was probably a bit of a knee-jerk thing for me. I probably didn't plan it well, because I sort of gave my notice in and then started up the following week. Didn't have any clients, didn't have a website, didn't have any plan. It was stupid, really, when I think about it. I should have probably taken about 2 or 3 months to plan. And just did a bit of research, did some outreach to try and find some contacts who might lead me to clients. Certainly got a website up and running, and think about a brand, think about my offering and all the rest of it, but I didn't. Typical me, a bit of a knee-jerk thing. So I did that anyway. It took me quite a few months, probably about 6 months or more, to sort of get clients on board, but I did, and obviously that fulfilled the financial requirement. But I realised that there was probably more I could be doing. And as well, I became aware of the Manchester Business Network, which is, well, pre-pandemic, incredibly lively, sort of very prolific, load of people there, loads of contacts. And I knew I needed to sort of break into that. So I did, met some amazing people who helped open doors for me, and managed to establish myself there. And one of the ways of doing that is networking events. I mean, anybody who's pre-pandemic, I mean, you have to remember this was all sort of done pre-COVID. But one of the ways you do that and maintain your profile is being seen at networking events, which was fine. You know, these events were great, meeting fantastic people, and there was a social life on the back of it, which I'd not really had much while I was sort of sole worker from home, living in Cheshire. So that was a bit of a welcome relief. But at the back of it, I'd go to events and I'd meet people, but there would always be one there who was quite dismissive, sort of about me and my decades of experience and sort of the success I'd had with other clients and what I could sort of help in, businesses develop and grow and attract more clients. But there was always the odd detractor there, and I thought, I never had this first time round. But I'd sort of hit 45 and was heading towards 50, and it just made me think, is this just me, or is this happening to other people? And it doesn't necessarily have to be business owners or freelancers. I'm wondering, was it happening to women who were very established in their careers, but because they'd reached a certain age, not treated with the value or the respect that they deserve to be treated with? So I carried on for 6 years doing this. And as I say, I went to the podcast in 2019, and I think in the remaining weeks after the podcast, in the last weeks of 2019, it sort of struck me, I think I need to find a community of women who think like me, and I wonder whether the podcast is the way to do that. So with a bit of a trembling heart, I registered with a host, a podcast host. I recorded a trailer, just me garbling about why I'd done it and what I thought and were there any other women out there thinking like I did, and recorded it, but it took me 3 weeks to publish it. If that doesn't tell you a lot about imposter syndrome, I don't know what does. I found it so hard to actually publish it and put it out there. But I did. I got it out there, and I got a little logo and, you know, made it all nice, set myself up some social media accounts. But I thought, that's all well and good, Una, but you need to put an episode out there. So I thought, how am I going to do this? Anyway, I ducked out a little bit. I thought, let's have some guests out there. So luckily, I knew some amazing women, and these amazing women, I'm gobsmacked that they agreed to say yes and speak to me on the podcast. And they were brilliant. And I mean, in the early days, I didn't know the technical side of the podcast. And I remember with the first one, poor Tessa Medina Rios, I think we had to record over two different sessions because the first one had just gone completely wrong. So anyway, I did that, learned as I went along, as I say, met these amazing, amazing women who, hand on heart, I'd admired from afar. I knew them from the Manchester business scene and I was in awe of them. And then when I approached them to talk to me, they said yes. And when they did come on the podcast, they were amazing. And what I knew of them, obviously we talked about that, but they all had their own amazing, inspirational backstories. And we're just authentic and open and, yeah, shared the same values as me. So I carried on with that last year, and I sort of brought the odd men in, too, to talk about different things, which was good, and just carried on. And just loved talking to people and the doors that it opened as well, because if I wanted to cover a topic where I didn't know any experts, I put shouts out on Twitter and on social media, and all these amazing people got in touch. And I was like, God, this is amazing. And that, if I'm honest, that has been the biggest positive of starting the podcast, just meeting these amazing people. I mean, if anybody is thinking about starting a podcast out there, I'd say do it, but bear in mind it is a lot of work. And until you hit the big time or you're a celeb, you don't really earn any money. It has to be a bit of a passion project, if I'm honest. But there are plenty of people out there doing it, and there are plenty of groups that will support you. I'll put some of them in the notes with links, you know, it, just for reference, really. So here I am, 12 months in, delighted that I did it, glad that I had the gall and the balls to do it. And what do I plan for 2022? Well, as I said, it's a crap year. We're in the middle of national lockdown again, struggling. And the NHS and key workers, God, my heart goes out to them, how they are continuing to do what they do time and time again. I don't know. But if I can bring a little bit of light into that, I mean, there's no way I can sort of change the tragedies of the pandemic, but if I can just give somebody a smile for half an hour, well, it's worth it. And what a plan for 2021, more of the same, finding amazing people to talk about subjects that are really relevant when you hit this time of life. Some of the ideas that I've got in mind is what to do if you're holding down a job and you've also got elderly, feeble parents that rely on you, you know, sort of how do you cope with that? Because there's a term, isn't there, sandwich generation. But in the middle of that is you, and you've got to look after you. So I'm probably will try and find an expert for that and get somebody on to talk about that. Finding work when you've lost your job in your 40s and 50s, how the hell do you stand up against all the other younger millennials that you're probably up against, you know? And in fact, the next episode is that I've got somebody booked in to talk about how to find a job in your 40s and 50s when you've had years and years in the corporate world and it's come as a shock that you've got to go job hunting. but we'll cover that next episode. Another idea I had is, rather than just one guest per episode, is perhaps bringing on a panel and try and sort of match the panel guests, in that it's a bit of yin and yang, you know, sort of have them at opposite ends of the spectrum and just sort of see what synchronicity comes out of it. That would be interesting, with me sort of as a bit of a host. And as well, if you're a listener and there's something that you want me to cover, please get in touch. The contact details are, it will be on social media and they'll be on the platform where this is hosted, on Anchor. Yeah, if there's something you want me to cover, please shout up. And I can guarantee, well, I won't be an expert, but I can guarantee I'll be able to find one, because that's been another thing as well. When I have put a shout out for people to come forward to talk about a particular subject, I've been inundated. And it's just, these people are just so willing to be open and share their expertise. And yeah, it's just been amazing. So I have to say, and I hope this doesn't sound too cheesy, that probably starting the podcast was the best thing I did in 2020. It's made such a difference. There are days when I think, why the hell did you do this? And I'm struggling to edit an episode and get it out when it should be out, or there's been a big gap between episodes and social media, I'm hitting it like a demon and I'm not getting much traction with it. There are those days. But then there are days where I speak to wonderful experts and people, you know, sort of, I before I usually record an episode, if it's somebody that's not known to me, I try and have a bit of a chat with them over Zoom or something, just to check that, you know, sort of that their values align with that of the podcast, and, you know, that they're probably, well, it sounds dreadful, but they are, and they can deliver what they're saying they can do. And 100% they have, and more. But yeah, it's been one of the best things I've done. And if there are any women out there that want to come on, want me to cover it, please get in touch. I would love to sort of really cultivate this community. That's one of the big things I'm driving for this year. If I can find women like me, establish this community, get some traction going, get some conversations going, that'd be fine. I have got a Facebook page, and I'll be working on that over the next few weeks. 45 Not Out. If you Google it or do it on Facebook, it will come up. 45 Not Out. It will come up. So that's where we are as of January 2021. As the next episode will be February. I'm going to start doing them monthly rather than ad hoc like I did last year. And they will be a little bit longer in length as well, probably about an hour and a half. So you'll get more value from your experts. So again, thank you for listening. Thank you for staying with me. And let's get through this dreadful time together, because who knows, this time next year, we might be back to normal. I hope you stay well. I hope you stay healthy. I send my best to you and yours. And I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening. Take care.